Lexi's Undoing, a Hachette audio original powered by Wattpad. Written by Morgan Ryder. Read by Dana Day. 1. He watched the young woman gaze at the screen of her phone, her carry-on bag tucked protectively under her arm, keeping her posture in check. She smiled to herself as she waited for her chauffeur to pull up, absently tucking a twist of hair behind her ear while the rest flowed in radiant waves down her neck. It was auburn, her hair. He was partial to auburn. It's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see. The quote came to him as he admired her. Did she appreciate the works of Thoreau? Was the gentle smile that played on her lips caused by a literary piece she read as she stood beneath the airport awning? He wanted to believe she took pleasure in poetry and prose, words seduced when conveyed with a proper finesse. As she stepped into the limousine, he noticed her legs beneath her checkered skirt. They were toned, reflecting a life of sport and play, and they tapered gracefully to slender ankles, perfect for kissing. Or binding. He felt his arousal at the thought of exploring her legs to their meeting place, a treasure every man sought to possess, and one that should be given up willingly. He had his work cut out for him. 2. Lexi tried to focus on the romance novel she was reading while her family's chauffeur chattered on about every insignificant thing that had happened during the 2 weeks she was at school. Ham, short for Hamilton, had worked for her family's estate long before they moved there, and she'd grown accustomed to his mundane banter. But it was only 2 weeks, for pity's sake.
Your mother's Graham Thomas roses are still producing buds. Imagine that.
Ham glanced into the rearview mirror, his silver eyebrows lifting dramatically over his sunglasses like he was announcing the engagement of the Pope. Graham Thomas roses are known for being late bloomers. Lexi met his gaze, letting him see her smile. Her dad had counseled her on how not to come across as a know-it-all, and she wanted to be sure Ham wasn't offended.
Yes, but this is a new batch of buds, not blooms. We should be enjoying roses into October.
Well, she does obsess over her garden. Nodding politely, Lexi returned to her novel. She had an important Labor Day weekend ahead of her, and she knew all the planned activities would keep her from finishing the story she'd been distracted with for nearly a week. The love-struck couple had finally sealed the deal with a sex scene so hot, Lexi had moaned and gone red in the face. Fortunately, the old woman next to her on the plane was asleep and couldn't judge her. But for the rest of the trip, Lexi had her head in the clouds.
Are you looking forward to your 18th birthday party, Miss Lexi?
Ham interrupted again.
I know your father hosted a party for you and your friends in Boston last week, but this time, you'll truly be 18.
Lexi sighed as she dragged her eyes away from the story. Of course she was looking forward to the party. She would officially be an adult in 2 days' time. And her privileges at the all-girls school she'd been attending since the 6th grade would extend to dinner parties, hosted by the boys' school across town. The stories that circulated about those parties were legendary. Hand-holding under tables, the passing of love letters, and the illicit kissing. All reasons why Lexi took up reading romance novels in her junior year. Most of her experience with boys had been in the gym or the classroom, and she wanted to be ready if the legends turned out to be true.
Sure, I'm looking forward to it. I haven't seen Uncle Z in 6 months, and I always enjoy practicing my Italian with Lady Twyla.
Abandoning her ebook, Lexi took a moment to stare at the Nova Scotia landscape, passing by at a leisurely pace. She was blessed to live in one of the most beautiful places on Earth, with the rocky seaside, the marshland, and the trees whose fall colors always tried to get a head start on everything else. Lexi may have been born in the States, but her heart stayed here. Would her brother have her favorite mare saddled and ready for a jaunt across the expanse of their seaside property?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?